What's up, everybody? It's Brad Zanowski here. I guess this is going to be called a podcast at AOL Print Shop. Just came up with a simple name. Don't really care about that right now. Let's get right into it. Episode one, by myself. We'll talk about some things that happened to me this week that I thought I should share, get off my mind. So a little bit about myself. Let's get that out of the way so we don't have to do that ever again on this episode. But I was adopted at a young age from South Korea. And I came here when I was about a year and a half old with my brother, my biological brother. Grew up in Waltham, Mass. Guess you could say a pretty big city outside west of Boston. And I had a loving family growing up. Couldn't ask for better parents. Sports was my thing growing up. Went to school in Waltham High, went to Northeastern University, go Huskies. Had the opportunity to play baseball there at a pretty high level. I was an average baseball player, you could say, but those experiences growing up in a pretty diverse city and also as a student athlete, I guess kind of shaped who I am today. Also my family too as well had a big influence in that. I now am married to my beautiful wife Liz Farisi, or Liz Zanowski now, and hopefully we'll get her on here too as well at some point. But I guess we'll get right into it. Enough of the BS. Gonna try not to swear in this to make it family friendly. But I am an academic advisor at Boston University for MBA students, and that's my professional job. I am also a screen printer, and I own a business outside of the office called AWOL Print Shop, hence the name of the podcast. But this week, I've pretty good, I guess you could say, two ends of the spectrum in terms of experiences talking to students. The first one, another student who was adopted from Korea, who actually reached out and sought out my help. He was having a tough time. Tough time finding an internship. Didn't know what the next step was. We had similar interests from similar backgrounds, and he was an athlete in college too as well. And I thought it was pretty cool, and I was honored that he sought out my help, and he kind of... He came up to me during orientation and said, "Hey, Brad, you felt like, you know, in that presentation when you're talking about yourself, you talked about basically my whole life. It was felt like I was hearing myself talk." So I thought that was pretty cool. We talked about a few things, and I gave him some advice about this and that, but mainly the fact that he has so much time. You know, a lot of our students are, because they're in an atmosphere in a business school, an MBA, one of the top MBAs in the country, around other students that are super successful, you know, top of the line students, that they sometimes put too much pressure on themselves, and it obviously doesn't help, especially when they're looking for an internship. So I guess he just needed to get a lot of stuff off his mind, and it felt good to talk about some stuff, you know, outside of the class in terms of like what our interests were, how we grew up, the effect that athletics had on ourselves growing up too as well in our family life. So it was very similar. Felt good to talk about that stuff, and I think that is like a perfect example of why I love what I do professionally. The fact that we get the ability to touch people in that way, whether it be big or small, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, and see them succeed is also, you know, that's a cool thing in itself. And the fact that you're playing either a major role or a small part in it really doesn't matter. But that's the part of the job that I really love. On the other side of things, I also met with another student who had an issue. He received a really cool, really great job offer at PwC, which is one of the, you know, the big four consulting firms. He's an international student. The offer was contingent upon him getting a being in a STEM program. You know, a STEM program is a list. Not exactly sure. I probably should know what a STEM program is, but to be honest, I'm not exactly sure. But every university has a list of STEM programs. Most of them are, you know, econ, mathematics, science. There's a long list of degree programs that the university provides the government as to what their STEM programs are. And that provides a student that's on an international visa to stay here a little bit longer than a regular visa for education. So that's in short. I probably didn't describe that the best of my ability, but hopefully we can touch on that maybe in a later episode. Anyways, the student was had an issue, and you know, he was trying to figure out a way to be in a STEM program, but he's kind of, you know, obviously that would cost more money because he's an MBA program. He wants to stay in the MBA program, but he would have to join another degree program and be have a dual degree, and that would obviously is not the best way that he would go about it. So he's looking for other options. In our discussion, it was kind of frustrating because, one, I could not – my hands were tied. I can't really – there's some policies that you just can't get around, especially with visas and government and all that thing, all that other stuff. So it was frustrating on that end from my standpoint. And two, he kept on touching about, you know, the fact that I don't know how hard it is as an international student. And I obviously I made it clear to him that I do not. Being in another country, speaking your non-native language, being in a classroom with other students that a majority of them speak English, have experience here in the U.S. working, and have their families somewhat close by or closer by than he did. So all those factors make it very difficult for any international student. I tried to make myself as clear as possible, that I understood that. He kept on reiterating that I didn't, and I would agree with him. And it seemed like he was, you know, kept on blaming other things at times too as well. So it was a difficult conversation because I couldn't help him immediately, and two, it was kind of like totally understandable. But he was down. He's out of options. He didn't know what to do next. I tried to go the route of saying, hey, there's a reason why you chose to come here to get your MBA, to set yourself apart in another country, not in your native country. So what the next step is, I was simply asked, you know, what's next? What are you going to do next? He kept on saying, I don't know. So we kept on going back and forth about that, and I was said, you know, you have to do something. You have to do something. You're here. You do have the option just to give up, but it didn't sound like he wanted to do that. So you had to do something. But he kept on saying, I don't know what I'm going to do, Brad. I don't know what I'm going to do. So that was a difficult conversation. So that kind of like. Kind of ate at me, you know. It was at the end of the day. I thought about it pretty much, you know, when I was at the gym, when I went to the shop that later that night. It's like, what? It sucks. It sucks. Like you can't really help a student that actually like more needs it more than a, you know, and pretty much international students need, you know, more assistance. It's kind of goes without saying, but you know, a student that comes and asks for your help, it's hard to have those conversations sometimes as to, you know, you try to be more delicate in your way of saying that you have to, you know, you have to move on when it's tough. So hopefully more to come on that. You know, it's still, you know, I'm looking into other options with him, but, you know, it's not the most interesting subject. But I guess for the first episode, that's kind of, you know, where I was going with this in this podcast is like, you know, talk about experiences, talk about what happened, you know, either recently or in the past. And because I'm here on myself, I figured I'd start with that. So yeah, this is a podcast at AWOL Print Shop, episode 1. Hopefully I'll talk to you guys soon, in the coming weeks, but hope also you listen up. And, yeah, episode 1 in the books.